And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Archbishop of Canterbury and the Archbishop of York have led tributes to Her late Majesty the Queen. During this time of mourning, we will have many opportunities to give thanks to God for her long life of dedication to service to her country and to her God. And our prayers now will be for the King and the royal family, asking for God's comfort and strength for them in the days to come. In Thought for the Day on Friday, Justin Welby spoke of the Queen's death as being a shock to our sense of permanence. She has helped us more than anyone to make sense of who we are as a nation in a world that's undergone extraordinary upheaval during our lifetimes. We've lost a person who has shown us what steadfast faithfulness, dedication to service, and humility look like. Indeed, we can see that theme of permanence in our two readings this morning. And a clear invitation for us to build our lives on God's steadfast love and faithfulness. The lost sheep and the lost coin speak to us of the intensity of God's love for us, as perhaps the next parable in the story, which is the parable of the prodigal son and his equally lost brother. They tell us of the passion, the cost, the timeless nature of God's searching love for us. Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until it is found? Well, frankly, not many of us today. Much more likely are we to say it's too risky to leave the 99 in the open country for thieves and wolves to get at. We better just let that one go. Makes much better business sense. But to think like that here is to miss the whole point of the parable. God is not content to lose a single one. He will go on and on, never giving up, searching for that which is lost until he brings it home. Now, it's an obvious point, but neither the sheep nor the coin can find themselves. They have to be found. So these are stories of God's grace, of God's free gift of his searching love. Now, whether we've carelessly strayed from God or we've intentionally run away from him, all that we need to do is to be ready and eager for God to find us. But it doesn't matter if we feel that we've gone beyond the pale, or we've committed an unforgivable sin, or our lives have been just rubbish, because St. Paul writes, the saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom, he says, I am the foremost. And he describes himself as being formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. There is no bar to being found by God. And Jesus rounds off these two parables with talk of repentance. He's not talking about feeling bad. He's talking about thinking differently about God. Being open to the possibility of that wonderful railway children moment when the haze clears and we see the one that we've been longing for all our life. Our Heavenly Father, whose unconditional love and acceptance is truly permanent. This is the God that the Queen believed in. The never-changing God who comes to us in Christ in order to bring us home rejoicing. May we all run to him with open arms. So to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen.